KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school girls volleyball regional final play last night, 3A and 4A regional finals held throughout the state. In Class 3A, it was Harlan defeating Red Oak 3-1 last night to advance to state. Also, Maquoketa to beat Davenport Assumption 3-1. Charles City over Nevada 3-1. Everything else in 3A was a 3-game sweep, including Union over Bondurant Farrar, Dubuque Wallard beating Marion, Waverly Shellrock topping West Delaware, Bishop Heelan Catholic defeating Spirit Lake, and Solon downing Fairfield. In Class 4A regional finals last night, Abraham Lincoln moves on to the state meet, posting a 3-1 win over Urbandale. Also, it was Dubuque Hempstead topping Pleasant Valley 3-1. The other six regional finals in 4A were all 3-game sweeps. That includes Iowa City West beating Cedar Rapids Washington, Cedar Rapids Kennedy topping Bettendorf, Ankeny downing Sioux City North, Cedar Falls dumping Dowling Catholic, Waukeet a winner over Southeast Polk, and Iowa City High beat Muscatine in 3 straight. So the 4A and 3A state volleyball pairings all set. In the first round at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena on Wednesday, November 9th, at Class 4A, the noon games have Abraham Lincoln facing top-rated Iowa City West and number 11-ranked Cedar Falls facing number 2 Iowa City High. In the 1:30 matches, it's Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 7th-ranked, against 4th-rated Dubuque Hempstead, while number 8 Waukee plays 3rd-rated Ankeny. In first-round action in 3A next Wednesday, in the 6 o'clock matches, it'll be Charles City, 6th-ranked, facing number 5-rated Bishop Heelan Catholic, while 3rd-rated Waverly Shellrock will battle number 7 Maquoketa. In the 7:30 matchups, 10th-rated Harlan will face top-rated Dubuque Wallert, and number 9 Union faces number 2 Solon. That's in first-round play. Well, it's likely a final day of heavy work for the top two teams in the AP poll ahead of their Saturday night showdown. LSU coach Les Miles is getting his guys ready for a trip to Tuscaloosa to face Nick Saban's second-ranked Alabama squad. The two teams feature dominating defenses, but go about it in different ways. LSU starts with speed, while Alabama has size. The Tigers and the Crimson Tide enter the game with perfect 8-0 records. In other college football news, two people familiar with the results tell the Associated Press that Georgia's leading ball carrier, Isaiah Crowell, and two other Bulldogs tailbacks were suspended for Saturday's game against New Mexico State after failing drug tests administered last week. According to Athletic Association policy, student-athletes are suspended for 10% of their competition for first-time violations of the drug tests. Crowell is a freshman who's run for 689 yards and 4 touchdowns. Tailbacks Ken Malcolm and Carlton Thomas also were suspended Tuesday for what was announced as violations of team policy. Well, there's word from Columbus that Ohio State running back Jamal Berry is in trouble with the law. Court records show the 20-year-old football player has been charged with misdemeanor assault and disorderly conduct for an incident in the early morning hours of October 21st. Berry is accused of punching a man in the face and then bragging about it. A spokesman for the Big 12 says West Virginia's membership in the conference isn't conditional on the university getting an early release from the Big East after all. Interim Big 12 Commissioner Chuck Ninus has said that a welcome reception Tuesday in Morgantown that a 10th member was needed for next season to fulfill the conference's television commitments. The Big East has said it plans to keep West Virginia from leaving for 27 months under the league's bylaws. West Virginia filed a lawsuit against the Big East on Monday seeking to declare the bylaws invalid. Well, nobody gave Kendrick Lewis much thought when the Kansas City Chiefs made him their 5th-round draft pick last year. He wasn't even the best player out of Ole Miss to be selected by the Chiefs. They also picked versatile running back Dexter McCluster in the 3rd round. But Scott Pioli saw something in Lewis on video, so the Kansas City general manager called in to make Lewis the 136th overall pick. Now plenty of teams are forced to give Lewis a whole lot of thought. The second-year safety has assumed a much bigger role with the Chiefs, who lost Pro Bowl safety Eric Berry to a season-ending knee injury in the first game of the season. In other NFL news, Ndamukong Suh says he has no plans to change his playing style after meeting with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on Tuesday. Detroit's star defensive tackle says he wanted a better understanding of how his play was perceived after receiving a handful of flags and fines in his first season and a half with the Lions. Suh says he feels he's continuing to play within the rules and has learned from his mistakes. He also says he's a different breed and his hits might look a little bit different because of his strength and athleticism. Well, Cedric Benson is back practicing and ready to resume his role as the Cincinnati Bengals' top running back following a 2-week break. Benson was home in Texas for the last 2 weeks, getting some unwanted rest. The 5-2 Bengals had their bye, followed by Benson serving a 1-game suspension for violating the NFL's conduct policy. Peyton Hillis is not practicing with the Browns, and his status for Sunday's game at Houston remains up in the air. The Browns' top running back has missed the past two games with a hamstring injury. He returned to practice for one day last week, but suffered a setback and missed Sunday's 20-10 loss in San Francisco. The Saints placed offensive tackle Charles Brown on injured reserve and signed veteran Ray Willis to take his spot on the active roster. Brown started five games at right tackle in place of injured veteran Zach Strief. He hurt his right hip during Sunday's loss at St. Louis. Atlanta Falcons left tackle Sam Baker will miss 3 to 4 weeks with a back injury. Coach Mike Smith said yesterday, Baker, a late first-round draft pick in 2008, has started 41 of 44 career games. Early in his rookie season, Baker had surgery to repair a herniated disc. An autopsy shows former NFL player Bubba Smith died of acute drug intoxication and other conditions. A caretaker at the 66-year-old Smith's home found his body on August 3rd. The Los Angeles County Coroner's Office says Smith had high levels of the weight loss drug in his system. An office spokesman says Smith also had heart disease, an enlarged heart, and up to 75% blockage of some blood vessels. Smith was the top overall pick in the 1967 draft after playing at Michigan State. He spent five seasons with the Baltimore Colts and two seasons each with Oakland and Houston. He won the 1971 Super Bowl with the Colts. He also played soft-spoken officer Moses Hightower in the Police Academy movies. Well, the Minnesota Vikings look unlikely to get any decision from the state's legislature this year on financing for a new stadium. Governor Mark Dayton says the stadium push is in limbo, and he complains that leading lawmakers won't support his efforts to settle the issue before the team's lease at the Metrodome runs out at the end of the season. House Speaker Kurt Zellers voiced opposition to a special session on it before the end of the year. Zellers says he believes people should see a specific proposal aired in public hearings before a special session is called. But Dayton says he's abandoning plans to introduce a specific proposal next week. Vikings Vice President Lester Bagley says the strategy of avoiding a stadium issue has not worked. In Major League Baseball news, Theo Epstein has made his first major decision since becoming the Chicago Cubs president of baseball operations last week. He's decided to fire manager Mike Quatty, who just completed his first full season and had another year left on his contract. Epstein praises Quatty, but says the Cubs will benefit from someone who can come in with a clean slate and offer new direction. The Cubs won 24 of their final 37 games in 2010 after Quatty replaced skipper Lou Piniella on an interim basis. Chicago played its way to a 71-91 record last season, leading to an overhaul of the organization. The Boston Red Sox have come away with three Silver Slugger awards. Red Sox first baseman Adrian Gonzalez captured his first AL Silver Slugger, and he's joined by Boston outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury and designated hitter David Ortiz. Second baseman Robinson Cano and outfielder Curtis Granderson represent the New York Yankees on the AL squad. Rounding out the league's Silver Sluggers are Texas third baseman Adrian Beltre, Cleveland shortstop Asdrubal Cabrera, Toronto outfielder Jose Bautista, and Detroit catcher Alex Avila. Milwaukee and Arizona each have two Silver Sluggers. Brewers first baseman Prince Fielder and outfielder Ryan Braun are joined by outfielder Justin Upton and fellow Diamondback Daniel Hudson on the National League team. Cincinnati second baseman Brandon Phillips, Chicago Cubs third baseman Aramis Ramirez, Colorado shortstop Troy Tulowitzki, and Los Angeles outfielder Matt Kemp and Atlanta catcher Brian McCann fill out the National League Silver Slugger winners. Oddly, AL batting champ Miguel Cabrera and National League batting leader Jose Reyes did not win Silver Sluggers this year. The embattled owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers has reached an agreement with Major League Baseball to sell one of the sport's most storied franchises. It ends Frank McCourt's seven-year stewardship of the National League franchise that included four trips to the postseason. A joint statement says there will be a court-supervised process to sell the team and its media rights to maximize value for the Dodgers and McCourt. The announcement comes as the Dodgers and MLB were headed toward a showdown in U.S. bankruptcy court in Delaware at the end of the month. Major League Baseball took control of the team in April, and McCourt filed for bankruptcy protection in June during a protracted divorce and the couple's dispute over ownership of the Dodgers. Two House Democrats want Big League Baseball to test for human growth hormone and to ban chewing tobacco. Representatives Henry Waxman of California and Frank Pallone of New Jersey have made those requests in a letter to Commissioner Bud Selig, a copy of which the AP obtained ahead of its release. Major League Baseball and the Players Union are negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement to replace the one that expires next month. The congressmen say tobacco and HGH affect the integrity of the game, the players' health, and the health of teenagers who want to be like big leaguers. Lawyers say they've reached a tentative settlement of a lawsuit blaming New York Mets owners for losing more than $16 million in 401k assets by investing with failed financier Bernard Madoff. The lawsuit says the defendants should have known about Madoff's massive fraud. It also claims that 92% of the retirement fund's assets were invested with Madoff. It doesn't say how many people were affected. Hundreds of St. Louis Cardinals fans turned out for the unveiling of an Albert Pujols statue outside his restaurant. Some of the fans encouraged him to stay in St. Louis. Pujols didn't mention free agency yesterday during his speech as he stood near the 10-foot, 1,100-pound bronze likeness of himself. The 31-year-old Pujols is a free agent for the first time after spending his first 11 Major League seasons with the Cardinals. The two sides did not discuss a contract extension during the season, which ended with a World Series championship over the Texas Rangers. Funds for the statue were provided by an anonymous donor 2 years ago. The sculpture was made by Harry Weber and is similar to Weber's work on Cardinals Hall of Famers outside Busch Stadium. And just three games on the ice last night in the National Hockey League. It was Philadelphia beating Buffalo 3-2, Toronto down New Jersey 5-3, and Phoenix posting a 4-1 win over Colorado. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.